Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Darian?
This is him.
Oh, hi, Darian. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good too. Happy Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
I
We call it
was gonna
Casual Friday around here.
Oh, I love it. That's great. I was going to say, can you tell I'm excited for the weekend?
Oh, I am.
Me too, if I'm honest.
This will
So,
be
it'll be what?
my first weekend off in about 6 weeks.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know why? I talk to business owners day in and day out, and you would be shocked how many people I talk to that say, oh, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I tell them, well, you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So good for you. I'm happy that you're finding that balance. That's awesome. So, I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Yeah, actually. I'm curious about like how it all works and the pricing. Give me, well, no, you got some time. Sorry, I'm in the Wendy's drive-thru. I gotta get my kids to breakfast.
Oh, that's okay. You can order. I'll wait for you. No worries. I understand. I know what it's like to have little ones that are hungry, you know?
Oh yeah. And then this call worked out perfect. 'Cause my accountant is also my mother and also my babysitter. So
Oh, nice. Oh, that's good.
after I order their breakfast, we'll be heading there and then I can talk with her about all the pricing and this and that.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So just let me know if you're actually at the speaker and you need to order. No problem. I'll hold for you. But if not, I'll just kind of go over your questions and the pricing. Are you at that point yet?
Okay. No, you're good to go for a minute.
Good to go for a minute. Okay, good. So, in a nutshell, how this works is it's just an easier way for new clients to find you, right? Because in this day and age, when somebody needs a
Okay.
new product or a service, they
Now
just
I'm at
type.
the.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank
Order
you,
from there.
Mr. Wendy's, for taking this work for you.
Okay, thank you. All right, now you're good.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, what I was saying is that in a nutshell, this is an easier way for new clients to find you because in this day and age, when someone needs a new product or a service, they'll just type into the computer what it is that they need. And this way, Bloodthorn inspections will show up front and center every single time. Okay, so it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then also, it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is
Okay.
definitely within that exclusivity. Right? Meaning that this position just became available today. We are filling it. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
No,
without it.
I definitely like that.
Yeah, that way, you know,
I'll
you're
take
not
the mulligan.
going to Exactly. Now, you're a new business as of earlier this year, right? I think that's what she put, April or May?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
So that will qualify you for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also will program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that happens to be a different search result altogether. Okay? So once we program...
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you'll get a different result from, an iPhone than you will from a regular computer. So what we're going to do is streamline that for you and make sure that you're found from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then you're also going to have a detailed tracking system, which means that you will have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from and, you know, be able to see that everything's transparent. Okay? And, you know, being that it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I know that you'll
definitely love it.
So,
something I'm going to have to talk to the accountant about.
Okay. So, question, do you have a business Facebook or a website set up or anything yet for the business?
I do not.
Okay.
Not yet. I was going to work on like a Facebook and Instagram profile.
Nice.
Because
okay.
I don't.
I'm 27.
What? One second.
Mm-hmm.
That. I don't even use my Facebook or Instagram. So I've thought about just deleting my personal and making a company one.
Yeah, and here's why I ask you, Darian, because
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
I understand. Yeah, you know what? That's the number one reason that business owners don't have them
usually
is just because of the constraints of getting one put together, you know? So, but we would help you with that process, and because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works because you know how when you go and you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad popping up for that, right?
All the time.
Exactly.
Because they listen in.
They listen in. I've had it happen like that way too, where even if I haven't actively searched for it yet, but I was just talking about it, then chances are I'll still get an ad. So that happens because the search engines obviously will track what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there would be an ad for that popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And being that it is, you know, 2024, and I'm thinking you're also probably going to eventually need a website anyway, what I can do is rebuild. You know, I understand. Yet people need a platform where people can kind of get that comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You know, and I can even help you with that because We build Google compliant websites here. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can even see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. You know, so in order to do that, I would have to, you know, send out a request and, of course, explain the situation, and I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just, you know, $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah. And then, okay, so with the website, you guys build the website and everything, and I do the first month. If I don't renew the second month, do I still, like, does the website belong to me?
Great
question.
Or
do you guys still have control of that?
That's a great question, Darian. So you would have two options. Number one would be you could buy the domain without the content, and that's just a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could cancel the program and keep the website and pay us just $49 monthly for the hosting and maintenance of the site. Okay? Now, aside from the site, if you did try this for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you wanted to cancel, obviously, you know, you could do it, but I'm pretty sure you wouldn't, because nobody would ever cancel on profit, and I know that you won't either, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is that everything else we created for you, you'll always have that for your business, meaning at that point, you're going to be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be accessible from some of the popular directories in the area. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. So if you ever canceled, I mean, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you will have a stronger internet presence, right, than you have right now. Okay? So, yeah, with that being said, I mean, it's something, because you said you wanted to talk to your mother, you know, who's the accountant, is it something that you can pull the trigger on right now, or do you need a couple of minutes to get to her house, or how does that work?
I need a few minutes to get to her house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she is not only like the accountant, she's the not-so-silent investor is what we call her.
Okay. Meaning that you've got... Pretty much, she would be the one paying for this, right? If you got her blessing on it, so to speak.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, the
money thing probably isn't a problem. It's just, you know, we're trying to navigate because we are joining homes. We all, me, my mom, and my fiance all bought a house together. And we close on it next week.
Wow.
Yeah. So everything's just kind of coming at me.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, that's so cool, though. Congratulations to you and your fiance and your mom. That's neat. And also, it shows that you guys have a really great relationship, that you're doing that together. You know, that's just really cool. You don't see that too often these days anymore, you know, so that's awesome. So,
I mean, with the price of houses anymore, you almost have to.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. We're in Southern California, so I don't know. It's been an explosion around here. It's crazy how much the housing market is. So I understand. So.
Oh, and so for Utah, we had a bunch of people from California coming here and getting in bidding wars over houses because they sold their little two-bedroom beach bungalow thing for $1.2 million, come over here and houses at like $265 for your median average home.
Yep.
And then they get in bidding wars, and then they end up paying like $500,000 for this $265,000 home.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It caused a major eruption. There was a guy up in Franklin that listed his house. He was a buddy of mine. Listed his house for $360,000 And then two people got in a bidding war over it, and he ended up walking away with $725,000.
No way. Wow, lucky him.
And he was like, I don't know what to do with this money. And I was like, go buy a truck, go buy a nice house, see you later. Put the rest in savings.
Yeah,
do it on a high interest bond thing. That way you never have to worry again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great advice.
And he was like, oh, that's pretty smart.
He didn't even know what to do. That's funny. So here's one thing that I wanted to point out to you, because I don't know if Tara went over the analytics as to what's trending in your area, but I want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. And, you know, that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is you're new, right? So understandably, you have a very weak internet presence. And this is something that's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. But because of the that you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, I have 40 technicians calling out right now and only one position available. Because of that profitability, I want you to know that a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So as soon as we hang up the phone, I'm automatically connected with the next highest rated company. So either it would be, you know, Bloodthorn Inspections, you know, benefiting from that book of business that's in your backyard, or it would be a competing company.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program, Darian, and you'll get 1,018 new clients flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we do know is 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And because of the, you know, profitability, you know, we haven't even seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page, you know, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. You know?
What? Okay. So another question. What keyword am I lumped into?
So they would go over that with you in the client interview. So basically it would be for inspection services, but let's say you also want to show up for roof inspection or termite inspection or real estate inspection, or if there's different variations of the services you offer, they will go over that during the client interview, and then they'll program you into all of the various keywords. So to answer your question, you can have as many keywords as you like. It's always better to keep it, you know, to a solid, you know, maybe 10 to 15 keywords, you know, but if you had more than that, we would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I currently just do the home inspections, and I do handyman work and basic maintenance and like some groundskeeping. I don't want to say landscaping because no.
Right.
I don't like landscaping, but I'll go mow somebody's yard if they want.
Okay. I get it.
So I do all of that, and I do want to get into like the energy audits and stuff to see if people's homes are like energy efficient and stuff like that. But that requires a little bit of schooling on my end.
Right.
Which won't be hard. And in all honesty, I'm just trying to keep you on the phone longer because I'm a block away from my mom's house.
Okay. No, but that's really good that you're mentioning this to me, because I want to explain something to you. Is let's say that we list you for home inspections, and then you say, oh, I also do handyman work, maintenance, groundskeeping, you know, so on and so forth. What happens is when someone's in your backyard and they're looking for a home inspection, the minute they type that into Google, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for, right? So we keep companies strong in that category that they're listed in so that those web crawlers will find them. And that's how you'll rank on the first page. But if you start throwing in all of these additional keywords, then sometimes it would hurt your rankings, because when Google sends out the web crawlers, the search engines don't know, is he a home inspector? Is he a groundskeeper? Does he do home maintenance? What does he actually do? And because there's too many conflicting keywords, the web crawlers would actually bypass you. So what I would recommend is stick strongly within your one category, and then we can put on the website, he also offers home improvement or groundskeeping, because for you as a home inspector, obviously if you come across issues in a house, you can not only give them the inspection report, but say, hey, I know someone that's perfect to fix that for you. And it happens to be me, because I also do home improvement. You see what I mean? So I would kind of discuss that,
yeah,
you know, kind of after the fact as you meet with clients, but also have it published on your website that you offer those services so that people see that it's available.
Yeah. It's on my business card.
Perfect.
But at the same time, I was actually speaking with my realtor, and he was saying that it might be somewhat unethical on my end, where if I inspect a home and then they call me later to come fix something.
Oh, it's a conflict.
I don't know how he worded it, but yes.
Oh, interesting.
Not with the realtors, but like within myself. Take that.
Oh.
Thank you.
I don't understand it, because
in that same aspect,
that's being a smart business person, you know, but I'm trying to figure out. I could see where it would be maybe a conflict with the realtor, you know, but at the same token, the realtors have their favorite home inspection guys, but they also have their favorite contractors and home improvement guys too. So maybe, you know, behind the scenes, that's what he's trying to do, is prevent a loss of, you know, referrals to people that he likes to kick back to. Who knows?
Me and that realtor actually have created a pretty good working relationship.
Nice. Okay.
Because he wants to basically make a package that offers a home inspection, handyman work, and whatnot for new clients or like the listing agents. Come on, Lincoln.
I love his name. Lincoln's so cool. My one neighbor, not as a side note, not to get you off track, but they have three kids. They're all named after presidents. So the oldest son is Lincoln. The next son is Carter, and the little girl came along and they had to get creative. So she's Reagan.
Ah.
But yours are Lincoln. And
there you go.
That's cool. How cute. I love it. So, but go ahead. So your realtor is going to create that package, and then what's going to happen? He's going to recommend you for the home improvement too?
So basically he wants to word. He wants to basically, so for any of his listing agents,
yes,
he wants to, basically, so when they list a property, I come in, do the home inspection by myself.
Okay.
And they still pay me for it, obviously. But then if they just have the record and they can show any prospective buyer that makes it past, like, the initial just walking through looking at the home.
Right.
They can already offer the home inspection, and then when they do the final walkthrough, pay me an additional $75 to $100 to just do the walkthrough with them and point out everything that I found.
Oh, okay.
And then along with that, with the handyman side of it, my really good friend is also kind of a handyman. And if we work it out to where he's like the lead of my handyman department,
right,
then he can go in and fix the things that I inspect.
Smart. That's very smart. Yeah, I like that. I think
I am a loophole master.
Yeah, no, that's really good, because that way it looks to the consumer like it's a different, you know, a different company, so to speak, that's coming in doing the work when it's all really under your umbrella. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah, that's really smart. So, so I want to get you the website, and I'm going to text you a sample site just so that you can see it. And if you're at, you know, with your, you know, mother slash accountant now, what I would recommend is, you know, maybe put me on hold and talk to her about it for a few minutes. And if she has any questions, you can kind of come back to
Well,
me.
What I was actually going to do.
Yeah.
Is put you on speaker as soon as she stops moving.
Oh, yeah. And then I can explain it to her, right?
Yeah. Then you can just give a rough explanation.
No problem. What is your name? Hello?
Hello. Hello. I'm here.
Sorry, he kind of threw you into this. My name's Tina. What is your name?
Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. So I was talking to him. We're with Local Splash. We're a data service provider to Google. And what we do is we optimize businesses to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So with that being said, because we're a premier partner to Google, we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So a position became available today in your category, and that's why we reached out to Darian to do that first page program.
Okay.
Now, I know you guys are fairly new as of, you know, April or May of this year. So, you know, you have a weaker internet presence. So I was also talking to him about helping you guys out and trying to get a website up and running for you, as well as a big business Facebook, because, you know, those are things that you would eventually need for your business anyway, you know?
Yeah.
But what the program would include is we would put Bloodthorn inspections on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We would then program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. And I was actually explaining this, Miranda, to Darian, and he was kind of blown away by it. But you know how when you do a search from, say, a smartphone, you'll get a different result as you will from a regular computer, right?
Yeah.
Right. So once we program you into that mobile, oh, you have a dog too, huh? What kind of dog is that?
It's a Chihuahua.
No way! It sounds like a bigger dog. Wow! Because Chihuahuas usually have that really high pitched yappy bark, you know.
Yeah.
She's 14.
She's 14.
Wow.
And so she has a lot bigger attitude than she is.
I bet so. She sounds so cute. I love it. I love the little Chihuahuas. Yeah. So, but what I was saying, sorry to get off track a little bit, but what I was saying about the mobile platform is that we include that with our package. So once we program Bloodthorn inspections into the mobile platform, you guys will now become available from all of the, you know, iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, right? So that's a huge market that you guys will be able to capitalize on. And then we're going to help with Darian to get the business Facebook up and running. And the reason being is that we also, because we're a premier partner to Google, are allowed to bundle Facebook ads with our services. So you know how when you do a search for something online, that next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So, you know, it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you guys will have a detailed tracking system. which means that you and Darian will be able to see
okay.
very clearly, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this package on our website, it sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But what I was telling Darian is since the position just became available and we're filling it today, and also because you guys are a brand new business, I can offer you a 50% reduced rate, which would bring everything down to just $299 with a $99 setup fee, which means the initial investment would be $398. And then on top of it, we do build the Google compliant websites for an additional $400, but I'm going to try to get that site authorized for you guys for free because, like I said, I know it's 2024 and you guys are going to eventually need the site anyway. Okay. Yeah. So he said that you're kind of the accountant
so
and you're looking to handle the finance. Mm-hmm.
I do. With that, so that's the initial setup fee. How much is it per month after that?
So you'd be grandfathered into that rate where it would be $299 each month moving forward, no matter what. So it's not going to matter if you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. We're still charging you just that flat rate. So we don't charge you per lead or per phone call
okay.
or per inquiry. It's just all inclusive within the program.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I have to do, though, in order to get the website approved is I have to approach the vice president of my corporation and kind of explain the situation and request that they include that for you for free. And I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But, I mean, what are you thinking? Do you think if I got the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you guys the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah. What kind of contract are we locked into with that?
It's no contract. We're a performance-based company, Miranda, so we allow you to try the program, track the actual jobs and the revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. So if you're ever not happy, you have the opportunity to cancel at any time. However, I want to let you know because, you know, we have been in business for almost 20 years and we have serviced over 48,000 clients all over United States and Canada that nobody ever would cancel on profit. And I know that you guys wouldn't either, you know. It's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you know, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, the phone's cracking up a little bit. I didn't know.
Okay. I got another guy coming. They kind of...
What happened? All of a sudden, I can't hear either one of you. It got really choppy. I don't know if you changed something with the phone. Hello?
Awesome. Yeah, what's
next?
Sorry.
Can you still hear me, Darian?
Take it off Bluetooth.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It's the Bluetooth.
Yeah. I...
Oh, Miranda,
my
now
son
I can hear you. I was
my
like, something
came running
happened.
And
bleeding.
My son came running and leaping over the back gate to my apartment.
Oh.
And take it off of Bluetooth.
I know, because I was telling him all of a sudden I can't hear you. Like, what's going on? It's all choppy. I'm like, and I'm like, can you hear me? So, no, but what I was saying, Miranda, is,
go ahead.
I wanted to kind of let you know, just because you asked me that question of, you know, how long was the contract, is it's a month-to-month program for a reason, because we're performance-based. So we allow you to try the program.
Okay.
And if you're ever not happy, all we ask is that you call within 3 business days of your next billing date to prevent the next month's charge. So, you know, it would always be, you know, the same date as today. And, but like I said, I'm confident that you would never cancel, because you guys are absolutely going to love it, and nobody would ever cancel on profit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, right, you're going to want to spend it every time.
Yeah.
Yep.
With this, is there what more than one port for us to check the leads and everything with?
It's one,
like,
it's actually only one dashboard.
He'll be out in the build.
Yes. So he would have access
will be
to it also. It's kind of like as easy as checking an email. So we would send you guys a username and a password and a link to that portal. So he can actually save that link in his cell phone, and you can save it on your desktop at home or on your cell phone, and you guys would both have access to it. So you can access that, you know, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. You'll have access to get in and see what's tracked, you know, what's going on with the tracking. Yeah, so I'm excited
and
for
so,
you guys.
And so eventually, like, we could have 3 people checking it, because his wife will also eventually be helping us as this takes off. Will be helping us do some of that.
Yep.
Okay.
So the dashboard is going to help you track how many people are finding you on Google, how many people are clicking to your site, how many people are clicking to call you. It doesn't give you the detailed information, because they're calling you directly. So you're going to be able to, you know, talk to people that are calling you from Google directly. So this isn't like a lead generation program where, you know, they're, you know, going through a middleman in order to find you. So we eliminate that middleman, and we promote Bloodthorn Inspections front and center, so that people are contacting you. Now, if you and Darian and his wife want to see more detailed information on the people that are calling, we can put a call tracking number on there for you. And what that is we would purchase a brand new 435 area code number, but when people call it, it would forward over to this number, and that way it would have 2 benefits for you. Number one, it helps you track the people that are calling, see their phone number, see the timestamp. You can go in and listen to the recorded calls for quality assurance, but also it would eliminate some spam callers. So sometimes when businesses get up and running and their name, you know, a number gets published as a business, sometimes a lot of spam calls start coming in. And so we would put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it to help you with that. Meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Either way, the calls would forward over to you guys. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, those would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line. Make sense? Yeah, and that's usually a $300 upsell for our existing clients. But if you guys are interested in it, I can include that for you at no additional cost. That's not a problem. And that call tracking number also comes with an app. So that way you and Darian and his wife, you can all download the app on your phone. And as minute as somebody calls, if you miss the call, you'll be able to go in through the app and retrieve the information right away.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you feel good about getting started on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for you too, Miranda. So what I'm doing...
I'll be honest, he won't hand me the phone until he knows, until he's sold on it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's, yeah, he was actually driving with the kids, and he was going through Wendy's, picking them up breakfast, and he was excited. He goes, this is perfect timing, because I'm already on my way to my mother's house, and she's the babysitter, and she's going to help me with this, and So that's really good. You and your son have an amazing relationship. I envy you because he told me how you guys are all going in and getting that house together. And that's a rarity that you see that right now with
yeah.
your son and his mom. So you're super blessed to have that. That's awesome. So now is your guys.
I'm thankful every day.
I believe it. That's amazing, Miranda. Good for you. My kids are all very close to me, too, but I don't know about them wanting to buy a house with me in the future, but they're all very close with me. So I sent out the request to get the site included for you. But what is your last name, Miranda?
Carver.
Say that. Harbor?
Carver. Yeah.
Spell it. Is it C-A-R-V?
Mine. Yes.
C-A-R-V-E-R. And his is Bloodthorn like the business or no?
No, it's Blandthorn.
Oh, Blandthorn. Oh, we had Bloodthorn. Let me fix that. B-L-A-N-T-H. Is that correct?
T-H.
O-R.
Yeah, O-R-N.
Okay, no E or anything. Okay, Blandthorn. Okay.
If it was up to him, he would change his last name to Bloodthorn too. So.
Oh, he likes blood. So that's why he named the business Bloodthorn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
he's
what?
His wife's grandmother.
Yeah.
The first 3 years we were together, she thought my last name was Bloodthorn.
Oh, for 3 years?
So,
that's a long time. Oh, so it kind of stuck, huh?
Yeah.
I think Bloodthorn is a little bit easier. It's a little bit catchier to remember, too. Not that there's a big difference in the name, but for the business,
yeah.
I like it the way that he put Bloodthorn, too. Now, I'll send you guys a confirmation email once I get the site included. What's the best email address to use?
Okay. Do you want her to use yours or the okay, it the business email is
bloodthorn.inspections.
Got it. bloodthorn.inspections@gmail.com. And then for the business itself, you guys want this number listed, right? The 435-764-8340.
Yes, for now.
Okay. And if we put the call tracking number on, that's the number we'll be forwarding it to. If anything changes down the road,
okay.
Any revisions that you make are also free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if you decide to change it up later and put a different number
okay.
on there, there's no problem. Now, is there a secondary line you want me to put on
okay.
here for internal purposes, or would this be good for even text messages and the whole nine yards?
Just this one for right now.
Perfect. Okay.
We
uh-huh.
we talked about eventually getting an office like or a different line once we get more established.
Okay. Well, hey, you can use that call tracking number as your business line if you like, you know, so I'll include it for you and, you know, you can try it with it on for a little bit. And if
okay.
you ever, you know, decide you want to change it up, you can. But the people that we have that use it, they absolutely love the, you know, the call tracking number on there. Cause, you know, I've had it happen before where an interesting thing
okay.
happened where someone was busy when they took a call. They were out in the field and they were in the middle of doing something. He was a contractor. And someone had hired him to come out and bid on a job. So he, you know, for some reason or another was busy and he lost the address. So he was like, shoot, I have to go out there at 2 and I forgot the address. He went into his app and he listened to the call and he got the address through the call. So people are like, I love
oh, nice.
It because I have a different tracking number for my business. So, and I can go in and I can kind of listen to the calls for quality assurance, you know. So people that have that feature absolutely love it. So, yeah, you can use that as a standalone business line if you like. And then for
okay.
the business itself, do you want it to show as Bloodthorn Inspections or would I put on Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
We want to do it just to be Bloodthorn LLC.
Bloodthorn LLC. Okay. Perfect.
We're in the process of changing officially changing the name.
Oh, so
IRS.
We'll just take the inspections out, right, and just put Bloodthorn LLC. Is that correct? For the business listing on Google? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Like we were saying earlier, like with the umbrella type thing, we do Bloodthorn as the name, then I can have subsidiaries with just inspection, just handyman work, da-da-da, list goes on.
Absolutely.
Bloodthorn would be the name, and then everything after that would be the subsidiaries.
I think that's smarter because if you leave it with the inspections in there, it will limit you with what you're doing with that realtor and everything, because people will then get in their mind that you're maybe the inspection guy, and then they want, you know, someone else for the other services. And like you said, you're going to keep it all within the same umbrella, you know? So I think that that's really smart. So just to let you both know, good news, I got a response from my director, and he did allow me to include the site for you. So he gave me a promo code where I can waive the charges off that.
Good.
Yeah, and so in order to get this started, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Let's do a debit card.
Okay, and does it show your name or does it show the business name or both?
It shows my name.
Okay.
It just shows my name.
Any middle name or initial for you, Miranda? Excuse me, or just first and last?
Nope.
Okay.
Just first and last.
Now, is the 920 Parkview Circle, is that the billing address also?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address?
It is 16. Oh, sorry, I hiccuped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
It's 1620 North.
Okay.
200 East.
Okay. Is it still Logan?
Apartment 131.
Okay.
It's in North Logan.
North Logan, okay.
But you can say Logan, that's fine.
And the zip?
The zip code is 84341.
Okay. And then for the business, for now, I know that he's moving, you guys are moving next week, but is the Parkview Circle going to be the business address, or is that your residence now and you want it hidden on the profile, or do you want to do the new residence address and hide that on the profile?
That's his residence now, so we'd like it hidden on the profile.
Okay, you got it. So I'll make a note of that. And then I'm ready for the card number now whenever you are.
Oh, I put it away.
Oh. You're fast.
It's 4342.
Okay.
5710.
Got it.
0556.
Okay.
0668.
0 what 68?
0668.
Okay, good. The phone cracked up. I missed. Okay, 0668. I have it now. And the expiration, please?
5/27.
And the code?
Is 622.
Okay, I hit a button and erased the card number. Give it to me one more time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. 4342.
Got it.
5710.
Okay.
0556.
Okay.
0668.
Okay, and then the other information I saved, it was 5/27 and 662 on the back?
Yes.
Was that correct?
622.
Oh, 622. Okay, good. Happy I read that. I'll fix that. 622. Okay, perfect. Now, what I'm going to do, Miranda, is I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create an appointment later where you guys can talk to one of my technicians. It's called the client interview, and that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, it's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bloodthorn, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Miranda Carver, accountant.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 27th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, the client interview, that will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. And you guys are on mountain time, right? Is it 10:30 there right now?
Yes.
Okay. I have an 11 o'clock open if you like, but if not, we can push it out later today. We could do 12.
We need to do it for later today.
Okay. So other than that, we have a 2, 3, or 4 open.
2, 3, or 4, Darian. 4.
4. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Mountain Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 4:15, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, since I got you guys special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, excuse me, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So open that link. Yeah, there's 4 of them, but the one that I want you to pay attention to is the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Because when you open that one specifically, that's the one that will have that link in there to your terms and conditions so that we can get this pricing locked in. Okay. So if you open that link, it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is
doing all the offboarding terms and.
Right. So you just have to scroll all the way to the bottom, Darian, and then there's 2 little boxes that you have to check. One will say that you're authorized. The second will say that you receive text messages. And then you have to plug your mother's name in, or she can plug it in since she's there. Either way, it doesn't matter because you're together. And then you would hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So don't worry about that right now. That will be provided for you in your welcome email that was already sent. But my main thing is just getting that pricing locked in.
Okay, yeah, that was – I just – signed it and sent it.
You just submitted it. Okay. And then just to let you know, since the billing is in your mother's name, the account will be in her name, but you're an authorized user on it also. So you can call in at any time as well, and either one of you, they'll be able to help you. And then lastly, if you get an email, which I think was already sent, that says action needed, pictures for Google verification, what that means is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that email is going to ask you for about 7 different items. It'll ask for a business license or registration or an invoice or a picture of your work vehicle with a Utah license plate. So you don't have to send over all 7 items. Those are just suggestions. So just send over whatever you can. So if you only have 2 or 3 items on that list, that's perfect. Get that over to us. That way we have some verification evidence to show Google so they'll allow your listing to get published, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was in the wrong email.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So other than that, you're all good to go. I'll have my technician call you around 4 o'clock. I enjoyed speaking to both of you. So my extension is 777. My name is Tina. So if you ever wanted to talk to me directly, that toll-free number is on the text messages and on the emails that we sent you. It's an 877 number. If you call in and let's say you just had an update or a billing question or something like that, you can hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me, just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, and what number was that? I was trying to find. I know 777. I got.
Do you want me to give you the whole number? Yeah, it's 877.
Yes.
877-635-6235. Yep, it's 635 and then 6225.
And that's 62. Okay.
6225. That should be on those text messages and on the emails. That should have our number already, but just in case, try to bookmark it in your phone, you know, and then what your mom was saying is when you call that number, if you need me, that's where you put in that 777, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. I'm so excited for both of you. Have a very, very profitable year and also have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.